bear with us one moment. We'll hear your argument. And I realize that you are pro se, but I want to make sure you understand that the arguments are limited to no more than 10 minutes. Let me get to your case. All right, Mr. Mitchell, in the case of Mitchell versus the Commonwealth, we're ready to hear from you, sir.
All right, thank you. I'm kind of nervous about having to represent myself. I had to start representing myself since my first appeal to the Court of Appeals. This case was filed on November 29th, 2018, for a alleged incident that happened on November 14th, 2018. My first arraignment was first on 1/18/2019, and I was given a court-appointed lawyer on that date. And I had contacted him, I believe, either that day or the very next day.
But in this particular case, you have not provided us with a transcript or an agreed statement of facts. And so how do you expect us to review what went on at the trial level without a transcript?
At the time when I was reading the rules, that I could appeal. My understanding of the rules said I could do it without a transcript or with the transcript. That was my understanding. Come to find out, I would have to get the transcript, which at the time it cost $250. At the time I didn't have that. I was working two jobs and only ended up working one.
Did you make any effort, as an alternative, for providing a statement of facts that is agreed to by the trial court? Did you make any effort to put together a statement of facts and submit it to the other side and to the trial court?
When I submitted the court of appeals to the court of appeals, I had put the same thing to the trial court, but
Did you ever get the trial court to rule on your statement of facts?
No, are you talking about the day of the trial?
I'm saying we need a record of what went on at the trial level in order to even consider your appeal. And in this case, we don't have anything that shows what went on at the trial level.
I'm looking at my statement of facts right now, and it has a clerk stamp on it for the Court of Appeals for July 29th, 2019.
But a statement of facts that we can use to pass judgment on what went on at the trial level requires the signature of the trial judge. You don't have that here, do you?
No, sir. I didn't know of having to get it from the trial court. I thought once I appealed from the circuit court, I was supposed to deal with y'all. And any thing I turned into y'all, I turned into them so they can have a copy of it. To my understanding, I thought I was just supposed to deal with y'all.
Go ahead with anything you want, sir.
All right. The first the Central District Court hearing was on March 11th, 2019, and that was the first time I actually talked to my lawyer. He didn't contact me after I contacted him on 1/18/2019, and I didn't talk to him to the day of the court date. I wanted to plead not guilty. He insisted that I plead guilty or settle for whatever was supposed to be the consequence of it. But I told him I did not want to plead. I wanted to plead not guilty because it should be in and out. We should be in and out. He said the best thing he could do for me is plead no contest, and he could give me anger management. Me wanting to get it done so fast, I agreed to it without having knowledge of what exactly anger management meant as far as the consequence that I was given that day. He told me anger management was only a class. You only have to take it a day, and then you'll be done with the situation. The judge gave me supervised anger management, which really meant 2 years probation. I didn't have that understanding until I went to the probation officers, which I thought was the anger management office, and the probation officer had to actually ask me what went on. And he asked me, and he told me, well, I don't think you should be here. I think you should appeal the case because that don't make sense. He was like, then he asked me, do you know where you at? And I told him, no, I do not know where I'm at. I thought I was at an anger management office. He said, no, this is probation. You have been sentenced to probation for 2 years. I said, that's not under my understanding. So after he fully explained that to me, I went back to the courthouse to appeal the case. I was given the same lawyer after I requested not to have him. But for the next case, I was given the same lawyer. And once again, I did not speak with the lawyer until the day of going into court and me contacting him numerous of times before that. I asked him to give me a trial by jury. He didn't. He said I wouldn't need it. Then I asked him, I wanted to plead not guilty again. And he said he agreed to do the plea not guilty again. But at the day of, he said it would be his word against mine, which I did not understand because I did not find out that the plaintiff was convicted for manslaughter in the first place. So I was trying to ask him, so how would it be his word against mine? I don't have a violent history at all. I never been in trouble like this at all in my life. He told me just because he was the one to file the statement. So I asked, all right, so how would that be possible? So you're telling me I can go in there and file a statement for anybody and just say that they did something and it would receive a consequence for that without even proving it. So I asked him, dude, have you ever even had evidence on this incident even happening? He said, no, there's not. They never gave me evidence. But like I said, it's still his word against mine, which I still kept telling him I don't understand that. So at the end of the trial, I was asked to go on the stand against my request. I did not want to go on the stand. He still put me on the stand, and I told my side of the story. And before I was on the stand, the plaintiff was on the stand telling his side of the story. At the end of both our statements, the judge still decided to say, Judge Johnson still decided to say that my statement was uncredible and the plaintiff's statement was uncredible. And after he said that, I felt like, all right, so this should be thrown out then, because if his statement is uncredible, my statement is uncredible, I feel like they should cancel each other out due to the rules, because he doesn't have proof of none of this happening. He has no hospital records of none of this happening, and he has no witnesses. And once again, he's the man that was convicted for felony manslaughter, and I was has no felony on my record at all. With that being said, the only thing I lacked in this case for the sending to the Court of Appeal was the transcripts, because of the timing of the transcripts. My last letter that I had sent to y'all, I had stated that I would try to provide the transcripts in a timely manner if y'all let me know that I will be good. I didn't receive my letter for this until Friday, October 16th, on Friday, and then the weekend, nothing could be done over the weekend, so I contacted them Monday. They said they can't give me the transcripts in that amount of time before Wednesday. So with all that being said, I just don't feel like I should be in this position for allegedly he say, she say, that doesn't, I don't think that's how to course work. If something was to happen, I believe they would have to provide proof on the other side, on the plaintiff's side, is the defendant saying he didn't do it. And if the plaintiff's saying he did do it, so nothing is left but to show me or prove that it was done. And none of that was done in court. None of that was even asked by my lawyer. And when I told him that's the way you should do it, he went against my will every time I asked him to do that. So
okay.
With all that being said, all right.
You've used your 10 minutes, but we understand where what your position is, and the case is submitted.